Breitbart Business Digest, A Summer Sizzler for Industrial Production. By John Carney on August 16, 2023. A hot summer. The economic data we have seen so far for the third quarter is nothing short of sizzling. Industrial production rose by a remarkable 1% in July, rebounding from two straight months of declines. Economists had forecast a much milder 0.3% gain. The prior month was revised to show a bigger decline, somewhat offsetting the strong July figure. The Federal Reserve now says that industrial production shrank 0.8% in June, worse than the 0.5% contraction estimated earlier. But that only makes the turnaround all the more notable. What appeared to be the beginning of a deep and possibly lasting contraction for manufacturing may be turning out to be the bottom of the cycle. Motor vehicle and parts production jumped by 5.2%, bouncing back from the 3.9% decline in July. Compared with a year ago, production is up 10.3%. Car and truck assemblies rose from an annualized rate of 10.9 million to 11.9 million. That's 1 million more than the 2019 monthly average. Very clearly, whatever lingering supply chain problems might have been weighing on automaking have been resolved. This is also good news from the perspective of inflation. If inflation is too much demand chasing too little supply, adding to supply should bring down inflation. The increase in auto manufacturing should lead to moderation in both new and used car prices. In the July report on the Consumer Price Index, new vehicle prices fell 0.1% after holding steady in June and falling 0.1% in May. Used car prices fell 1.3%, the second straight monthly decline after the 4.4% jump in May. That said, inventories are still very low by historical standards. And additional auto production will likely generate upward pressure on manufacturing employment, likely boosting wages. That will worry Federal Reserve officials concerned that a tight labor market will reignite inflation. Overall manufacturing production soared 0.5%, impressively exceeding expectations for manufacturing output to be unchanged from the prior month. Again, this was somewhat tempered by the revision showing the prior month's output fell by 0.5%, worse than the 0.3% previously estimated. Excluding autos, manufacturing output rose by a more modest 0.1%. In our view, however, that supports the argument that manufacturing has bottomed and monetary policy's drag is fading. There was a lot of evidence of literal heat in the economy in July. Utilities production jumped 5.4% as above-average temperatures sent Americans to crank the air conditioning. Electricity prices were up 3% in July compared with a year ago, according to the Labor Department's most recent Consumer Price Index. This means American households are paying more and using more electricity, which could put stress on some constrained household budgets and weigh on inflation for other consumer goods. Gimme shelter. Housing starts also rose in July, climbing 3.9% for the month to a seasonally adjusted 1.452 million annual rate. June starts were revised down to 1.398 million. Single-family starts were the driver of the increase, as multifamily starts declined. Single-family starts improved by an impressive 6.7% despite mortgage rates climbing above 7%. This indicates that the housing sector has not only bottomed but is also likely in the early stages of recovery. It's notable that although single-family starts have declined from the post-pandemic peak, they remain elevated compared with the decade preceding the pandemic. Now keeps rising and rising. The Atlanta Fed's Now economic barometer jumped to a jaw-dropping 5.8% on Wednesday, boosted by both housing starts and industrial production. The NoCast sees real gross private domestic investment rising at an 11.4% rate and real household spending rising 4.8%. These are extremely strong numbers. Of course, the third quarter is only halfway through, and the data we have is quite limited and mostly confined to just the first month of the quarter. No doubt, by the time the first official estimate of GDP comes in, it will be far below today's 5.8% NoCast. But with the number running this hot, it increasingly looks like GDP growth with a three handle is not improbable.